Yo.
Oh man, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, and all you other weird motherfuckers. It is your boy JP, and I got my mans in the building. Introduce yourself, big dog.
Man, what up, man? It's Mr. We Working, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Sinatra's is definitely in the building. What up?
Man, it's a pleasure, man. I appreciate you coming to Planet Fresh, man. I hope the Androids dropped you off safely, man, in your spaceship, man. It's fly up here, dog.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I know a lot of people not expecting us to be doing this right now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here.
You know what's crazy about that, dog? I don't understand what people think the thing is with us, but it ain't what they think.
I think what it is that I think you've been very vocal. You know what I'm saying? I done seen at times that where you done been like, yeah, I mean, that was cute or whatever, but dude can't rap with, can't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And that's been all rap shit. Like, and that's okay. Like another rapper saying, yeah, dude, nice, but I would fuck him up in rapping. Like, it should be no problem with that. And I guess people be expecting me to be like, oh, damn, he said he better than you. You should be mad. Or man, you should like, nah, a rapper should feel like they better than me. You ain't never been like, yeah, oh yeah, he a goofy ass nigga. I'm gonna beat him up when I see him. So what? Why would I be mad at you thinking, you know what I'm saying, that you go harder than me? That's no offense taken. You should feel that way. You know what I mean?
Man, and that's where people get shit confused at, because you can say whatever you want about me, you can say whatever you want about you. The respect is there and the talent is there, no matter what type of shit is being talked, the talent is there and it backs it up. But
Period. Facebook statuses, ideologies, mindsets, theories, none of that shit never made my daughter miss a meal. So I really don't buy into that whole fabric of thinking, you know?
exactly, and people shouldn't be so bothered about another motherfucker confidence in themselves. You feel me? I want to jump into this, man, because we just dived in the deep end real quick.
Yeah,
You
we
know
did.
what I
Out
mean?
the door.
You feel me? Super kick this bitch right open. Now I got a question for you, dog. Sinatra, where that name come from, man? Is it something behind that? That's your government name?
It's actually a lot behind the name. And what's crazy, like a lot of people do know, but most people don't know, like that's actually my real government name. You know what I'm saying? Like no rap shit. My aunt just was different with names like that. And she just came up with Sinatra. She wasn't no Frank Sinatra fan or none of that. She was just different with names. She named me Sinatra. And I was just like, yo, that name just sound like something. So when I started making music, I was like, I'm keeping that shit.
Man, that's dope, dog. I definitely didn't know that was your government joint, man. That's
Like
different.
for real. Yeah, like the Sinatra's Jackson, like that's really my real name, like as it is on Facebook and shit. That's my government on my ID.
That's what's up, man. How long you been doing this, dog?
you know, on and off since on and off for probably like 15 years, you know,
Dang, about 15, huh?
on and off for like 15. Like, you know, I think we all started off as fans, just loving the music and loving the escape that it created, loving, you know, the parts of it that we could catch that correlated with our lives.
Right.
And that's what got me into it, just being a fan. And then it was just like, yo, I identify with a lot of these stories. You know, I'm listening to DMX and Nas and Jay and Wayne and Luda and Ice Cube and all these, and I'm like, yo, I identify Scarface. I'm like, yo, let me try to create what they creating because I identify with this shit.
Right.
And that's where it went. That's where it came from.
Man, that's what's up, man. So 15 years in it, man. I've been in about 12, man. That's crazy
Okay.
that we ain't even bump heads or get in the same building until I'm gonna tell you the first time I seen you. We was at Culture Center.
Okay,
And
the Harold Washington Cultural Center.
yeah, I was there with the
Okay.
homie VON. Shout out to my nigga Vaughn, man. Victory or nothing.
Oh,
Yeah,
victory or nothing. I do remember Vaughn.
and I was supporting up my North Pole homie International Mav.
Yeah, Mav is a good dude, man.
Yes
I
sir,
like
yes
Mav a
sir,
lot, man.
yes
He a good
sir.
dude.
That's my man. I went to school with Foley. That's my man.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, man. And I was up there. Me and Vaughn got a track together. So I'm doing my verse. Before I go up there, I see you in the building. I say, man, check me out, dog. I got some shit.
Right.
Get up there, kill it. Get off the stage. Like, man, you won't have to delete a motherfucker, dog, because you got too many friends. I need to be at it, dog. You need to be seeing this shit that I'm on.
And what I do?
You went home and deleted the motherfucker and sent me the request.
Ned, Pid, never act funny. That, I think that's one big misconception about me, because I'm talented at the level that I am, or because, you know what I'm saying, I'm confident and I come off like I'm that nigga. A lot of people translate that into I'm a dickhead in real life, and I'm really not. Like, that shit's so funny. I'm one of the coolest dudes you actually know, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people just create their own image.
Yeah, they do. They do that a lot, man. They do that with me, man. But I give them
Of
so much
course.
to work with, man.
I was gonna say, yeah, you give them a full platter of things, you know what I'm saying, to choose from. So I remember one time seeing you when I was like, I remember the first time, like, I remember that now that you mentioned that, but I remember really what sticks out to me, and I was like, yo, dude can fucking rap. We was at the Rap Factory one time. We was at the Rap Factory up north and shit. And I was just like, yo, this nigga going in, you was going in by yourself. I think you might have been with ESA or Ron Mack and them, but you got up there by yourself and did your shit. And I was just like, yo, dude can fucking rap.
Man, I appreciate that, dog. I remember the Rap Factory days. Shout out to Big Mel.
Yeah, Mel the Hustle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Them was some nasty days. I remember Frankie Robinson was in there one night, and Troy had went up there and killed it, man. My man from the Autobots. That's my dog, Troy.
Yeah, man. I like Troy, man. Me and Troy got a lot of history too. So
Yeah,
salute to the Autobot.
and he had set the bar so nasty in there, like, who the fuck gonna go behind this dog? Because his track was so, it was so personal, but it was dope. And then you got up there, and Frankie Robinson was standing in front of me, and she said she was just going crazy about how Troy went in. And then you went in there and just changed the whole pace of the whole event. And
Right.
bro, she was so fucking fascinated and wowed by that performance, dog. I
That's
just stood
crazy.
behind her like, man, I
That's
need that from everybody in here.
right.
I'm going on
That
last. You feel
is,
me? I'm going on last. I gotta
right.
go. And you
Right, and
stayed
to this
front
day,
and
me and
center.
Frankie still cool. Me and Autobot, me and Troy got a record too, man. Me and Troy was actually like, we had a group situation going on back in the day. A lot of people don't know about, man. We had a little group situation. It was called We Major, and pretty much we was like Young Money before it was a Young Money. You
Yeah,
know,
I remember We
yeah, and
Major,
they
man.
yeah,
You,
Mike
Sean
D,
Redwell,
yeah, Redwell,
Troy,
Mike
Mav.
D. Troy, yeah,
I
we was
forgot
really
somebody else. Was that, what you talking about, Young
Babyface
Lion,
Nelson.
though?
Babyface Nelson was on that joint.
The other Babyface, not Killer Klan Babyface.
Right. No, yeah, no, not Killer Klan. And
Okay.
Bird, my dude Bird Davis too. Shout out
Right,
to him.
Bird.
Like,
Yeah, I remember Bird. What happened to
yeah,
Bird?
man. Bird actually got a business right now. Bird got super deep ties with CMG, man. So he got a business, and he tied his business into his music. So he be on the road doing a lot with CMG, working like with Yo Gotti and Moneybagg, real tough. So
Okay.
he had stopped music for a second to make sure the business is afloat. Now the business doing well. He say he getting back to dropping this year.
That's what's up, man. But I remember We Major, man. I remember y'all had something somewhere, man. And
Yeah, that shit
I
was supposed to be good. And then it didn't work out, and Troy dissed me and shit and said I thought I was Kobe and shit, and I was fucking the group up because
Oh,
I was too
damn.
popular.
That's what happened. That's
That ain't why shit broke up. You know what I'm saying? It was just hard to get that many personalities on the same page, on the same studio. You
Yeah.
know, it ain't enough 16s, it ain't enough beats, it ain't enough verse, it ain't enough for that many different personalities. And you know, we ain't have a strong person at the head really controlling the shit and doing it, so it kind of just fizzed out. And then after that, it wasn't so more so like a diss song, but you know, like you said, Troy make that real introspective type music, so he
Yeah.
had a song like Yes, and Sinatra's was the Kobe of the shit. You know what I'm
You know
saying?
what's
Like
crazy about that
it
though? When you try to do that group shit, because I've done it a couple times, dog. It went from UNF Gang to North City and then ESA. Me, okay. I'm not no group motherfucker, bro. I'm gonna always be that cat that stand out, and I'm gonna be everybody's favorite, and it looks
right.
Like I'm trying to be like you said,
and it look like
niggas don't even know how to play Derrick Fisher and Odom, bro, dog.
Yeah, even if you get anointed, even if you get anointed to that position, everybody gonna look at you a certain way, like you chose that shit. Like I didn't put myself here. The people did. Don't fault me. I deal with a lot of that. Don't fault me for the position that I'm in. Like, the people did that. I never said I'm this, I'm that. I never claimed shit. The people did that. Why you mad? Because I'm being champion. Shit. Just keep grinding. Shit. It's a lot of people that get champion further than me in a lot of different lanes. I don't get mad at them. I just keep working on my craft and keep finding ways to be great on the music and off the music. Pit.
Man, and you gotta respect that, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta respect that, man. I definitely remember we majored though, man. That's crazy because remember we did the rooftop cipher, man.
Ah, yeah.
Shout out to my dream,
my city, my dream, Smitty, yeah. Man.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my man Smitty, and bro, let me tell you, cause we keeping it 100, my nigga. Yeah. We're keeping it 155.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with it.
My whole plan for doing the rooftop cipher
was to body me. Say it.
I say, I got my little bro, Chris Nitty. This is putting here Eastside, nigga 79th over there by the Regal. I want to put everybody up on him a little more. Boom. Here go my North Pole homie, Mav. Here go Troy. Then I got to get the nigga who everybody say is the man. I fuck with this nigga, but I need him on this roof with me.
I need
this nigga up here.
Yeah, bro. I gotta spar. I gotta spar with him.
Bro, I have to spar with him. I gotta see. I gotta
and let's keep it a band. I gotta off with his head on the same track. I gotta off him.
Nigga, you know how what you made my day, dog? When you said, hey, let me go first because I got to go get my daughter.
Bro. Oh, I get to hear it?
Bro, you know that motherfucker conscious on my right shoulder in the red suit? That nigga was right. Like, yeah, though.
Yeah, bro, talking about, oh, I get to hear it?
Nigga, I get to see what he talking about first.
Yeah, I get to gauge this shit. That's all I need.
Bro, you gotta, man, I wish, I don't know what's going on with mycitymydream.com, but that motherfucker, like, don't exist right now.
Yeah, and that bit, what I was just gonna say was, I don't think, like, the term was, like, going viral yet.
Right.
But our shit definitely did numbers and went viral.
Bro, you see how that shit be going on Facebook? Niggas be getting 50,000, 100,000. Bro, we would have put that on there and sponsored that bitch for a week.
Yeah. Come on, man. That motherfucker did some crazy numbers for the platform access that it had. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, we set the bar for the cipher.
Yeah, that was the highest. Yeah, that was the highest viewed joint.
Yeah, it was.
I can remember. I used to check and watch frequently and support, so... That was the highest viewed joint out of all of them that I had ever seen.
It definitely was. Now let me finish telling you about my whole approach to the rooftop. You say you want to go first. I'm like, cool, bro. If you really, I wish we can watch that shit. If you pay, if you peep how my whole body language was, bro, the whole cipher. I'm just sitting there like, okay. Yeah, I like that. Okay, he going in. Then Mav come. Then you, whatever, Troy, whatever, Nitty came. I'm like, oh, and I had turned my back on y'all for a minute.
Right.
I was talking to myself, dog. I'm like, these niggas don't have no idea what the fuck I'm finna do, bro. Like, everybody went in their own way, but I'm like, I am finna kill this shit.
Right, yeah, I know that. But trust me, I know that feeling. I've been there a few times,
man, bro. Cause you had set the tone real nasty, bro. It was so many lines, and oh man, and then Troy shit was dope too. Everybody had their own little twist,
right? Right.
Oh, but the way y'all anticipated it, and when I strolled up like that, and then I just killed it, bro.
Right.
What a God. And then when I say, and this the five I was talking about.
Right.
We affiliated. I walked out, bro, and the way y'all was laughing, bro, that shit is classic fucking shit.
Yeah, that shit was cold.
Classic, my nigga. I gotta ask you, dog.
Yeah.
You working what you doing? The clothing line.
Yeah.
You killing them right now, man.
Man, I appreciate it. That shit, man, that shit been doing very well, doing better than I, you know, anticipated that I could have thought. I flipped the Martin logo, and man, I had more orders than I could damn near keep up with. You know, the shit was crazy, but at the end of the day, it's been a blessing, you know what I'm saying, to have that other stream and have that access to people who necessarily don't know me and don't really give a fuck about me or would have not pressed play on my music, but because they seen that shirt, now they know who Sinatra's is. Then when they place that order, I send a free copy of my album and my little QR download scanner card with all my music on there to every, you know, with every shirt that get purchased. So now I get people that's like, I didn't know you rap or what this is, but this CD that you sent, who is that? Oh my God, that shit cold. You know what I'm saying? It gives me access and reach that I necessarily wouldn't have had from the music side. And you know, it's another stream of income to finance, you know, everything that I'm doing. So it's been crazy, man. I'm grateful for that shit.
Yeah, man. And you need to do the light people a favor, man. We need a red one, dog.
Come on, man. I'm working on some spring and summer right now. I'm probably gonna drop the line April 6th for the spring and summer shit. So I'm gonna have like a lot of different colorways that I never really dropped. A lot of different shit that I didn't do that I always wanted to do. It's the time. I'm bubbling. It's hot. People engaging heavy. So I got some red coming. I got some camo coming. You know what I'm saying? A lot of different stuff.
And hit us with some of them. I call them surfer boy tees, man. Hit us with some of those. We working with you doing joints, man.
Yeah, I got some.
And even the Martin theme for those too.
Yeah,
all shorts. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you right. I got some different stuff. Like I got some jerseys, some hockey jerseys, some basketball jerseys. I got some set, like some jogging suit, like some shorts, the jogging shorts, like a little set that I'm finna do, men's and women's, some leggings, some like the Nike slides, but with the logo on the top of the slides, the little flip flops, a lot of shit just finna expand. Like I said, man, I'm trying to go crazy with that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Okay, you and Lil Keisha.
Yeah.
Album wise, Chicago, only people that made it on my phone.
Oh, man.
Tell me about Just Thinking Out Loud, dog. Because I remember a stat you had put up, and you were saying how you wanted to show people that you was more than a punchline rapper, that you got more than bars, that you really an artist. You know what I'm saying? And me as a fan and another spitter, I'm looking at it like, why dog want to go outside his comfort zone to the people that he can make songs or whatever, when what you do is that bar for bar shit.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I understand why you would want to show that other side, that complete side. Like, I don't just have this. I'm complete package.
Yeah. Like, First of all, you know, appreciate that. I know you a hard critic on that. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so even me and Keisha shit. And what I got to say, though, Lil Keisha Waves, that's a top 40 Billboard type of hit record, bro.
Yeah.
That Waves joint with Brandon on that Bride of Chucky album Lil Keisha got, that's a fucking hit.
Yeah, bro. She's a dog, man. She's special, bro. She's special.
Yeah, that's a hit. But yeah, based on the Just Thinking Out Loud was exactly that. You know what I'm saying? I know I had kind of got boxed in as like the tagline with Sinatra's. If you say Sinatra's on the music, no, like, oh yeah, that nigga got bars. Oh yeah, that nigga be spitting. Oh yeah, that nigga, he tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of the tagline, and I kind of got boxed in as just the nigga with bars, but I never considered myself to be the nigga with bars. Like, you never heard me say, like, I'm the bar king, the bar god, I'm the punchline king. Like, none of that shit. You never ever heard me say that if you pay attention to my career, because I never really, like, I don't care. really about that. I know what it is. So, yes, I'm going to showcase my strengths and maximize my opportunity and my strengths every moment that I get. But I really don't care about being the nigga with the coldest bars and punches, because I look at it like it's a lot of niggas with a lot of bars and a lot of punches and who can freestyle and all of that shit, who don't really got careers, who don't never really get a real, real bag, and who footprint and who legacy ain't huge as it should be based on their talent. It's a lot of niggas who bank account and legacy don't match their talent. I don't want to be one of them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that here. I don't want to be one of them niggas who bank account and legacy, or even his bank account, don't match his legacy and his talent. Like some of my Jadakiss, one of my favorite rappers ever, and I'm not pocket watching, but his legacy don't amount. His bank account don't, like, he should be a Forbes nigga based on the level of his ability to rap alone.
Right.
But he not. King Los is another nigga who can rap at a next type of level, who ain't on the Billboard, who ain't winning Grammys, who account don't match that level of rapping ability. Saha the Prince, a lot of niggas who special and can do that shit at that level, it don't translate over. So I never wanted to be that nigga, and I found myself being that nigga. So with just thinking out loud, I was in a position like, hey, I've always had songs. Like, even when I was known for rapping and the bars over bullshit and punching niggas to death and shit, I still had Get Money, which was a record that got 19 weeks of radio spins in Chicago and a couple other markets. I had to Give It To Me Now joint with Mike D for the ladies that got 20 plus weeks radio spins in Chicago and in Indianapolis was spinning. I had Based On The True Story that had a lot of records on there and a lot of introspective music on there that was like real solid songs, but people didn't always tap into that all the way because they was like, I want to see that nigga when he blacking out.
Man, so I was just like, I love that intro on Based On The True Story, dog.
Man, that shit, like, and I feel like that's what separates, like, everybody who can rap, like, punchline bars at, like, a level that we can do, they all can't make that type of introspective type shit. Right. They all can't, you know what I'm saying, be that transparent and make that type of shit at the same time. So I just was like, yo, with this Just Thinking Out Loud, I had been out of town. I had a couple record deal offers on the table. I had seen how the industry worked more. And I was just like, I knew the knock on me. The knock in most people's eyes was, oh, yeah, that nigga can rap, but where the records at? Where the songs at? What the shit that I can play on the radio? What the shit I can play in the club? Where the vibes at? What the vibes? What the ride and what the shit like that at? That's what people would attribute to a knock of mine on my career. So, okay, since I really can do that and have been doing that, but y'all don't know it at the height of my popularity, let me give it to y'all in the best format and best version of it that I ever gave it to y'all, then let me give y'all some records then. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what Just Thinking Out Loud was about, because Based On The True Story was more of a conscious effort to stay in a certain sound, a certain range, a certain content, a certain beat sound and everything. Just Thinking Out Loud was like, I'm just going to give you a bunch of bangers about a bunch of different shit, and they going to be all over the place, but they all going to fit together. So it's just going to be Just Thinking Out Loud, because it ain't really about one thing. It's just a bunch of quality records for people who be like, oh, okay, he just got bars. No, here go me stepping in y'all lane making records, and I can do what y'all do, but y'all can't come cross over here either.
Yeah, okay. It's definitely a well put together project, dog. I tell you that much, man.
I appreciate that. What's your favorite and least favorite record on there? Because I know you listened. You one of them people that's aware of everything that's going on, whether you fucking with it all the way or not. You still gonna be hip to it. No, I know that.
Man, I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah. I was fucking with it from beginning to end.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was trying to find if I had a favorite.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I like How Can I Forget?
Okay.
I like
You don't like All On Me. I can imagine you not liking All On Me at all.
All On Me was cool, but it was just like I knew why you was doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I know. And you was listening from that ear too, I know.
Right. I was listening from the gnat that I know, and then what you was going for on that. And I respected it. So it wasn't a problem. But no, it wasn't one of my one of my go to joints. Like when
I went to
the album, I go to How Can I Forget.
Right.
I fuck with Cap'n.
Right.
I fuck with In the City. And By Any Means is cool too.
Okay.
And what's the last joint?
The Dreams Last Forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I rock with the Dreams.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. It's well put together, y'all.
Appreciate it. I did that shit all by myself too, as far as the song selection, the order, the rollout, all of that shit. That was like all me. I pushed it back because I realized what was going on at the time that I was originally gonna drop it and everything, man. So that one was based on the true story, was special to me because of the content and how I was letting people in. Like, I was letting people in. So, but just thinking out loud is special to me as well, because like I was jumping out the window and I was doing it all by myself. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah, man, that's you gotta pick a motherfucking brain, man. I like to dig deep into the artist, man. I need to pluck your mind a little bit, man.
Yeah, I'm with the shit.
You know, everybody got their own little process that they go through, man, in the studio, man. How is that with you, man? Because I know with me, I go in the studio, I'm like nobody in there with me. You ain't on the song with me. Ain't no reason for you to be here, because I got my own little vibe, dog. And while the beat playing, I don't have no paper, no pencil.
Yeah.
I just walk back and forth, face back and forth with my head. With my eyes closed, bobbing my head. Next thing you know, we making magic.
Yeah.
How you go about it?
So my process is pretty much the same, except for I do the pacing back and forth part and all of that at the crib or wherever I create at. Whether I just fill up the tank and ride and just do the shit in the car, whether I'm pacing back and forth in the house, on the balcony, on the like that. But when I go to the studio, nobody's allowed. I don't have kick-it sessions at the studio. When I'm at the studio, I'm on the clock. So by the time I've got to the studio with the music, I know it by heart. I kind of know where my vocal inflection's going to be at. I know what part I'm going to have to punch on. I know where I want to stack at. I know what ad-lib. Like, and I'm in there being effective and efficient because I'm on the clock. And that's a job. I'm an artist. And being in the studio is a part of the job. So I don't have kick-it studio sessions. Like, I'm just booking a four-hour block, and whatever come out of this shit happen. Like, I don't do that. And I know a lot of people who create like that, and it works. And that's dope, because I've tried it before. It worked too, but it's not my preferred method. I like to go in there by myself, already knowing what song I'm doing. Like, I go in there with four beats. I give them to them in that order, pull them up in that order. I know I'm doing them this way, like, and that shit worked for me. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know?
Yeah. I definitely feel that. Now, I got a question, man, about, you know, we real vocal. Well, I'm real vocal about, you know, the industry and
right,
you know, rappers being whack and blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do people feel a certain way when, you know, they share your shit, but you don't really share everybody else's shit? I noticed you share a couple people's things. You share Beads joints. You share Rich P. Avalon shit, and pretty much that's it. But you don't have to do anything. You're not a guy that tagged 100 rappers.
Yeah, you know? I try not to promote to no other entities, so that way I don't really owe you nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because again, rappers ain't my target audience. Ain't no rappers, no other rappers' target audience anyway. You should not be trying to make me your fans and tagging me and all your shit and chasing after me to fuck with your music. I am another rapper. LeBron is not trying to sell his sneakers to KD. KD is not trying to sell his sneakers to Kyrie. They selling them motherfuckers to the people in the crowd.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
And you should be doing as artists. So I share as much shit that I can. It really too just depends on like the mood that I'm in. You know, like I share a lot of shit that I like.
Right.
First and foremost, I think that's the biggest thing.
Because
if I'm sharing it, that's saying I approve it, or I'm fucking with it, or I vouch for it, or you know what I'm saying? Even the fuck, I ain't nobody, so fuck the vouch for it. It's just saying, yo, I fuck with this, you should fuck with it too, or it's worth exposing it to the platform that I have.
Exactly.
So I like it. But all but beyond that, it's just like, if I see a motherfucker that's super, super grinding, sometimes I don't even listen. I just share it because I be like, yo, that motherfucker been working. Or his last shit was cold, so I'm sharing this one just because. Like, and sometimes it be a stranger, and I have no idea what it is that I'm sharing, and I just share it because I be like, I wish somebody shared my shit. Like, oh, okay, he might, he got, you know what I'm saying? I'd be on Instagram and see, like, oh, damn, he got 200 friends on Instagram. I got almost 11,000. I wish somebody with this many more followers shared my shit when I was trying to drop something. So let me share they shit on my story or something, and maybe that can get them a couple views, just because I wish that something somebody would have did for me. You know, like that's how I be looking at shit.
Right, I feel you. You got a top five in the shot?
Wow. I never really, I don't know. I think top five lists are subjective, like based on what you asking for. You know what I'm saying? Because if a motherfucker be like, what's your top five ever? I'm going to have one list. If they be like, well, who your top five lyricists, that's going to be different.
Okay, let me get your top three street rappers, like your Bo Deals and Bo Diesel.
Bo is a legend, and I feel like, you know, Bo got to go just off top.
Right. He's one of them niggas that the whole city fuck with. So you have to kind of like, he's one of them niggas. Like, Bump, one of them niggas.
Period.
Bo's one of them niggas, too. You know what I'm saying?
Period. Yes, and facts. I don't give a fuck how you feel about his lyrical ability, his how he choose to move with different factions and groups and all of that. Yep. You can't take that away from him. He is one of them guys. Period.
Facts. Facts. Signed, sealed, and approved. What you mean? From the hood niggas to the backpackers. To the regular guys, to the gangbangers. It's a fact.
The females.
Yes, and the ladies. Shout out to my man Mac Mecca too, Babyface Nelson, and Paperboy.
I love the clan, man.
Yes,
they,
sir.
They something special. But I gotta say Keith too.
Keith?
Man, Keith, what's crazy? People will argue me to death, and I ain't never said this shit out loud, so why not say it since I'm with one of the most controversial niggas in the world?
Why not?
Hey, why not? Hey, Chief Keef is arguably top five most influential rappers of all time.
Not just in Chicago, of all time.
Of all time.
Facts.
Top five.
Facts.
And I'm being generous by saying top five, because I really be wanting to say more in top three, but without thinking precisely, I don't want to discredit nothing and put my foot in my mouth. But Chief Keef, hands down, is top five influential rappers of all time.
Wow. Would you put put Draco in that category too?
Not musically.
Not musically. He was the first motherfucker to do that YouTube shit.
Yeah, so business wise, like on the not sonically, not the sonic part of music, right? Like, as far as sound and songs go. But on the back end side, the business side. Absolutely. Soulja Boy created Viral.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Like, he is the grandfather of Viral, of fake captioning your video this so you get 1 million views, then change the name back to what it really is. Like, he told niggas how to work the internet. A lot of niggas wouldn't even been on the internet if it wasn't for Soulja Boy. Hands down.
Right. You'd be absolutely right.
But like, I like Bodil, Keith, and then after that, you know, it's gonna be hard to say, because I know later on I'm gonna be like, oh fuck, I ain't say, but I definitely fuck with Diesel. You did mention King
Diesel.
Diesel. I fuck with Diesel.
His storytelling ability is nasty.
I fuck with Louis and what Louis did for the city. You know what I'm saying? And the shit he did.
What about your boy Mello?
Gutterman special.
He slept on too, dog.
A lot of people don't give Mello his credit.
He slept on.
He be in the strip club, and he a silly nigga. Like, Mello silly. I done seen Mello crack 100 jokes in a row, and at the same time, I done seen him do some shit that can get him 100 years at the same time, like, in the same day.
Right.
Like, Mello one of them niggas that's really, really goofy and will really, really test some shit up at the same time, too. And he sing and fucking rap. He write music for other people. The nigga engineer. The nigga pro, like, yeah, Mello, one of them dudes, and we got a lot of history too. I fuck with Mello. Of course, you know, I like Herbo sometimes.
You're a big Shauna fan too. I peeped.
Yeah. I fuck with Shauna, man. Sis been rocking with me real tough, and we developed a, you know what I'm saying, relationship. I feel like B's too. B's one of them guys on the street side. B's like really, really got it. Like I done personally firsthand seen the movement and how the nigga move and all of that. So B's is one of them niggas I have to say. It's too many people to name. Everybody gonna be like, how the fuck you ain't name Woo Woo or say me?
It's your list, you know? Dog. It's off the top, man. Just, we freestyling.
This is off top rambling. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's a lot of motherfuckers who really. Of course, Twista is a legend and an OG, man.
Yeah. What's up with your man, Rich P?
Rich P. Let me tell you about Rich, man. I feel like Rich is to Sinatra as what Drake has been or is to Lil Wayne.
Wow.
Like I would take Rich and put my feet up and chill because it's like, I'm Sinatra's, but I mean, you know, I did bring y'all Rich P. You know, like Wayne kind of like, yeah, I'm Wayne, I'm the GOAT, and you can't take nothing from me, but I'm even like, I'm the GOAT too because I brought y'all Drizzy. Like, and Rich may pop before me, so that ain't me like, you know, sonning him or making him my dog or my wingman or nothing, because Rich might pop before me and I'm going to be Drake to his Lil Wayne, you know right. what I'm saying? But if my situation went first, I would put the house on Rich P. Everlon, man. Like, period. Like, I will put the house on Rich.
That is big.
That's the first. If I had any type of budget or didn't want to do anything, that is the number one, without a doubt, hands down, first person I'm going to grab, and we gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't a question. It ain't a question.
Man, that is big, dog. That Rich there, special, see, man. I already knew he had some shit. You know what I'm saying? But me, we ain't on each other's page. We ain't on each other's social media. So I don't see what everybody else seeing. You know what I'm saying? But that alone, that big stamp, that make me say, hold on. Let me go on these media streams and check this out.
I'm going to send you the link. Yeah, I'm going to send you the link to the album, Trap Hop. He got that. So... he got that introspective shit where you could tell, like, it's the difference between the nigga that's, like, scamming at the top level and the nigga who been through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to make the comparison to, like, Jeezy and Ross. The way Ross rap that shit, he rap it at the surface level to a degree. Jeezy rap about it at a different level where it just feel like he was in the trenches a little more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Rich got that aspect. He got that Jeezy aspect to it. Like, it's a certain way he say shit and a certain detail to a certain shit that he give, you know what I'm saying, that you gotta know. Like, he making a record about trapping, and the first line of the joint, come on, say, the early bird get the worm first, so I hit the strip about 6:30. Only truck drivers and the grave shippers, them the only ones that's up this early. Nigga really gotta be out there trapping when the sun coming up to know, all right, them truck drivers who I'm serving, like, you know, it's just the lingo, the stories is different.
You can tell that he been through this shit instead of just rapping. Really?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the vibe King Diesel give me too.
Fact, 100%. Anything Diesel talking about, I believe him.
Facts,
another
bro.
Nigga who got that, Mikey Dollars got that too.
Yeah, I fuck with Mikey. He fuck with my man Cino real heavy. Shout out to my man Hollywood CZ, aka Fleroy Green.
Yeah. Mikey Dollars got that shit too, man. Like, it's just certain shit. Like, man, I believe you, Mac Mecca. Anything Mac, if Mac Mecca say, boy, I will kill you, you will not second guess that shit.
You
boy.
Better move. Get out the way.
man. But Rich got that. He marketable, man. He got the look. He got the, like, the hook making ability of like a T.I. You know what I'm saying? T.I. one of the top niggas when it come to hook making.
Yeah, he's in my top five. He's in my top five. He's probably my favorite right now.
Yeah, man. Tip know how to make them hooks and them records and strategically create records. Rich got that song making, hook making ability like that, with the Jeezy believability and street shit, with a J. Cole type of righteousness, and like the nigga different, man.
One more question. Females, the ladies, if you could put maybe like a 3 to 5 all female cipher together.
Ooh.
Who you putting in this cipher? Local or with a deal? Who you putting in this cipher?
Okay. Let's see. You know off top, we got to go, Shauna.
Uh-huh.
We got to go, Shauna. Ain't too many that can spit like that. If we going Shauna, we got to put Remy up there, too, because I feel like you put Shauna and Remy at the head of any type of thing with any females, and, like, nobody might can out-rap theyself out that situation.
Right.
You know, and then I like Lil Keisha, too, man.
Yeah.
I like Lil Keisha, too, so I definitely would get Lil Keisha a nod. What's shorty name from New Orleans? 3D,
3D Nate.
Man.
Oh, man.
Man.
She's special, ain't she, dog?
She different, man.
She's special.
She
get her a yellow bus, buddy.
You hear me?
Man.
You hear me? Like, that's hands down, like.
3D Nate. Yeah, buddy. Man. Give me one more. Give me one more.
And one more, let's see. I'ma definitely keep it shy. I'ma definitely keep it shy. On the female side, you know who I like?
Who that?
Destiny.
Destiny Bars?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I like Destiny.
Hey, you see the joint with Sha P in the video?
In the video, yeah.
You see him? Yeah, Professor P.
Yeah,
I seen him in the cut, man. Shout out to him, man. I see him doing his thing on the news, too.
Yeah.
She a dog, man. I fuck with her, too. She in my top 5.
Wait.
I know who you finna say.
Wait.
I know who you gotta say her.
Tina B.
Okay.
Tina B.
All right.
I feel like almost nobody can fuck with Tina B.
Mm.
Like, and that's whatever you put on you want to put on a beat and just say bars. I feel like you might, like, she gonna be at the top of the head after that Remy and Shauna verse. You still might be questioning if Tina had the best verse, depending on what day it is. You want to put on some R&B shit, she might out sing one of your singers. Like, you want her to make a record, or it, like, Tina B is special too, man.
She ain't wearing a jacket for Beast for nothing, right?
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. Shout out to her. Yeah. So yeah. That's your 5 right there, huh?
Yeah, that's it. And I feel 1,000% comfortable. Like, you can't give me another 5 that I feel like gonna smoke us.
I got a 5, man. I don't,
who you got?
I don't know how, you know, what if they smoking, but, you know, my Jordan and my Pippen out of my top 5, I'm pretty confident in.
Yeah, who you got?
Now, you give me Destiny Bars.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that.
You give me Bianca Shaw.
Bianca can rap.
And she can sing.
Yeah.
We can't forget to listen to that Bipolar track. Well, we got us. Chicago Ooh. Got us a Lauryn Hill, dog. Come on.
Hey, you ain't never lied.
That seen Bipolar joint.
I seen a live at Refuge do that.
Man. Yeah. That breathing control, bro, to go from that singing into that rapid fire spitting
and
she got.
Yeah, that delivery and that cadence of that shit.
Dude, she's something else. That's why Chance the Rapper brother got behind her, bro.
Yeah.
Taylor Bennett, shout out to them, bro. They doing their thing.
Yeah.
Bianca Shaw, Lil Keisha.
Yeah.
Destiny Bars. This way I get interested in that. My Jordan of the squad would be Sweet Juices.
Hey, I am not mad at that. Shout out to Sweet Juices.
Me and Sweet Juices come from the trenches together, from the early days with the double XL t-shirts and the 36 size pants and the Timberland boots. Hey. You know what I'm saying? At the Mo Show, Channel 19. with
sweet juices
with Side Effect and Direct. Shout out to the Triple Dogness and the Ward. The Ward took me under their wing early.
Yeah. Sweet Juices got to be top 10 stage performers in the city, bro.
Buddy.
Her, fuck the bars, because we already know she can out-rap a lot of niggas and females, too.
Facts.
So outside of the bars, she got to be one of top 10 performers in the city.
Yes.
Got to be.
Hands down. You don't want to go. Remember that show that I threw? I had all of y'all in the building, dog.
Yeah, I think we was up north.
No, we was in Pilsen, Illinois. Yeah. At Junior's, dog.
Junior's, yo.
It was me, you, Kennedy, Easy, Tina B, motherfucking Sweet Juices, Bobzilla, Big Taz.
Yeah, bro, it was
star-studded in that motherfucker, dog. And the way it went, Sweet Juices went, and then I went. It couldn't have been no other way.
Facts.
It had to be back-to-back like that. Or you could have switched that around, put Juices first, then me, then you. Either way it go. It couldn't have went no other way.
Like that.
It couldn't have went no other way.
For everybody else's sake.
Trust me, it couldn't have went no... We are one of them cats. Us three are one of them type of people that you don't want to go after.
I always tell a motherfucker, like, all right, you dunking after Vince Carter.
All right.
He put his whole arm in there. T-Mac came in. Niggas were still talking about Vince Carter putting his arm in the rim. Like, you don't want to dunk after Vince Carter.
You definitely don't.
So wait. Let me get a question.
We got to, man. That's how we going to end it, man. Let's go.
Yeah, why is Jay period so controversial?
Oh, man. We got to put a correction on the name, man. Jay period, man. He died about 10 years ago, dog.
Oh,
yeah, Jay period. He been gone a long time, man. He done lost a lot of people. He empty when he gone. But Pitt, Jay Pitt. Why am I so controversial, man?
Yeah, what is it, man? What is it that makes you so controversial?
You know what it is, dog? I have a hard time keeping my opinion to myself. Me being a Gemini, same birthday as Biggie. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm special off bat. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like the industry need an honest motherfucker. Everybody can't be buddy-buddy. Right. Like you said, you never really cared about titles and all of that and being rappers, friends. Right. I'm competition. I don't want to be tagged. Right. I don't want to be your buddy. I don't want to do none of that. I want to take your head off.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
I want to point out what's going on because that's how I want my attention. That's how I want to be known. This motherfucker say talk that real shit and he back it up with his music. You know what I'm saying? Right. I done took shots at niggas. Nigga done took shots at me. I done deaded the situation how you supposed to do. And I done had niggas shoot shots at me recently and ignored it because I'm not finna give you a buzz and you ain't on shit. I don't give a fuck what you doing, what you say, ha-ha, whatever. You still ain't on shit.
Yeah. It even happened, like I said, it's been many times, even with me and you. Niggas like, oh, man, you gonna let Piz say that? He said he'll fuck you up on that song. Like, okay, I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like, I think the biggest misconception is, like, niggas think you supposed to be mad over another rapper having an opinion about rap. Like, long as niggas ain't talking about smacking niggas and pulling up and, you know, fucking niggas, like, niggas got kids and shit like that. Long as you ain't talking about doing like no goofy shit like that, like none of that shit matter. Like KD supposed to be like, yeah, I'm better than LeBron.
He got to.
Like Brian supposed to be, yeah, I'm better than Jordan. What's the biggest misconception of JP?
I think people think that I'm not approachable. You know what I'm saying? And they really focusing on that bar for bar shit with me. And I fucked their head up, dog. Like, I put something up when I was at work with some auto-tune shit. just playing around. And a lot of people was hitting me up like, bro, that shit sound crazy. Like on some Kanye West drop intro that type shit. I'm like, bro, people don't know that bar for bar shit is easy for me. I got some other shit. I fuck people head up.
Right. I remember you was talking about that at the time. Like, we was kind of both on the same page of that. When I was talking, like, what that Just Thinking Out Loud shit was about and why I was doing it, I remember you was saying you know, ready to be in that same type of bag, too. Like, don't box me because I can do a lot of shit.
My bad. Somebody had called, dog.
Are you good?
What you was saying?
No, I was just saying, I remember you were saying, like, you was on that same type of time with the whole don't box me in. Like, I can do a lot of shit like that bar shit. That's nothing. That's a given. But I'm bigger than just
right.
a nigga with bars.
Right. You know, and I've had my little issues where I had to, you know, prove myself to. But, you know, man, be like that, dog. When you controversial like me, people going to want to.
I think that's another misconception. You too. And I think that niggas think, like, when you have an opinion on their music, that it's fuck them in real life and you
right.
want to box or you want to take it to the
But who names do like, I actually say when I'm talking about shit that I don't like? I'm never saying anybody's name. People just always put themselves on the other end of my stats. You feel me? Or what I'm saying.
Right.
And at the end of the day, why care about how another motherfucker feels?
Right.
We ain't gotta like each other's music. Yeah. We not finna fight when we see each other. But I mean, I don't like everything.
Yeah.
I don't have to either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything good with me.
I'm not entitled to. The fans don't like everything.
Yeah.
So
as long as
the
fans like what I'm doing, I'm cool. The peers and the rappers and whoever trying to do them. Hey man, salute to you. Right. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Everybody got their own lane. I created my own lane and a parking spot. I'm good. I just do
right.
me.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I ain't made shit in 2 years, bro.
I like that.
Since set the bar, and I'm chilling, and guess what? I know if I drop something right now, I'm going to do a stack in a fucking couple days. It's nothing to stand out. I'm highly anticipated. But why? I ain't even moved. I ain't motivated. I'm bored. I ain't even excited from what I'm watching. Besides a handful of people that I actually rock with, nobody making me want to do nothing.
And I seen you getting your, you know, off the music shit all the way righteous and together too, you know. I seen you got back to the pole.
Yeah.
You know, I seen you, you know what I'm saying, getting checks, getting new spots and all of that too. So when life is great and music ain't really paying and all of that, and I do it because I'm gifted and I love it, it ain't got to be a super priority like that because life is good when I'm doing it or not.
Exactly. And all I did was make the money song come to life. If people really listen to that, I was talking about how I couldn't get a perk card because I had a felony. I had these security certificates and all that other shit. And blah, blah, blah.
Right.
My daughter was finna be 14. I ain't seen she was 5. All that shit came into play when I changed my energy, bro. I moved back up north. My daughter stayed right around the corner from me. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope. Yeah, she definitely at that age.
You feel me?
18,
she already know what it is. But she right around the corner. And then on top of that, they had passed some law early in the year, last year, to where somebody with a felony could get a perk card. They wasn't holding you back because of that. And since my shit was 11 years old, they like, man, go ahead. Do them. You locked up and I don't know how long. So then that happened.
Right.
Now I'm good, man. Sit on my ass and make $20 an hour, man. Talk about whatever you want. I'm top flight. Dun 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 dun. All that, nigga. I'm good. Yeah. All three of my kids, great.
Call it what you want.
You feel me?
Five.
All of them great.
Yeah. Hey, man. 7 streams of income, whether it be in the streets, whether it be 9 to 5. Like if you can risk your freedom for the bag, you know what I'm saying? Why a motherfucker can't sweep floors, be security, sell phones, do whatever? You know what I'm saying? On that end, too, then. It doesn't make sense. If I'm, like, it's more integrity in risking your freedom than legally trapping.
Facts, bro. We working what you're doing. Man, dog, I want to thank you for rocking with me, dog. We gave them food for thought, man. We put something on the plate for them, man. And all they got to do is wash out a fork or a spoon, sit down and eat it up, man. I appreciate you, dog.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate you. Like I said, a lot of people I know, you know what I'm saying, going to be, excited to hear this and even, like, damn, where this come from, you know what I'm saying? But this how it's supposed to be. Like two niggas who dope, have a dope conversation. JP can't fuck with me and I can't fuck with JP. And here we go having a dope conversation. What's up?
We got to go at each other. Now, I ain't going to lie. We gonna end it on the bang. I ain't gonna lie, bro. You my mans.
You got a verse in the tuck for me.
I got one on. I'm a blow and then I'm a blow and then run.
Hey. What's funny is I was gonna ask, like, how many niggas you think you got a verse in the tuck for, or just some loose bars waiting on if they ever said something. You got double digits, niggas.
I ain't got double digits, bro. It got to be the special, the hollow tip joints. I got a special, you know what I'm saying? Something special in the chamber for niggas. Hey, but on the real though, bro. When me and Bees did what we did, and that was dope. Shout out to him. That was dope as fuck.
That was dope battle rap, man. Y'all took it to the artwork
pictures. He was working that angle very well.
Hey, the shit was the shit.
And I wasn't going to fight back like that because I was like, he got me with the casket pick. So I'm like, hold on.
With the little Ethiopian.
You know how
or whatever.
I flipped it on the joint, though. And rest in peace, 50 right, Shan right, look just right. like Kennedy. Kennedy say, oh, man, you a motherfucker for that. I say, yeah, nigga. I wasn't going to give you no more. But yeah, though, man.
I
ain't going to lie, bro. At that time, he jumped in front of Rochelle. I was going to give you, dog. I swear to God, I say, man, I'm finna go to this nigga like, bro, we gotta do this, dog. I wasn't just gonna shoot at you.
Why was I getting it?
I wasn't finna shoot at you or nothing. No subliminals, no nothing to go in your inbox, dog. We gotta do this, dog. B Rabbit and Papa Doc gotta get it off their chest, dog. I wasn't no once and for all, nigga. But I didn't do it, though, bro. Because I respected how humble you was and how you was moving, bro. I'm like, nah, he don't even need it. He ain't got to do nothing like that.
Yeah, I appreciate it because I don't really like being to that. Like, I just feel like if it's just rap, just win at rapping. And if it's not rap, then I'm going to set you second. Pull up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't really no middle ground. It's like, if you better than me, just do better than me. You got it. And if it's personal, then we definitely ain't doing no rapping.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, that's always been my mantra with it. Like, I ain't never sneak diss. I ain't never dissed a nigga on a song. As much niggas say shit about me and bro me on my statuses and talk shit behind my back and lay up and pillow talk. And after they get done nailing shorty, she done been and told me what they just said and all of that. And I know what time it is. I ain't never went back on wax like, let me diss this nigga because I know what he said. No, that don't mean shit to me. I'm just going to win at life and in music because it's only music. And if it's turned into something that ain't music, then obviously we got to handle it in a manner that's not music.
On that note. Planet Fresh.
Yeah, we out of here.
The doors are closing. Spaceships is ready. We out of here. My man.
Yes, sir. Pit. Yes, sir. Love, bro. All right.